Blog Talk Radio.
Green. I know this happens every now and then on our show, but these computers, you know how they work, how they operate, those of you who have them. Anyway, my battery went out on me, and I was so disappointed. My daughter ordered me another one, but it took about 10 days for it to get here, so that means I missed 2 weeks in the broadcast because it went out on the weekend. And so I do apologize, but I do thank you. Thank you very much for being with us and being patient with us. Today, we will have Imam Shahid Shabazz bring to us a beautiful broadcast show. Allah created the human being with the will to be free. Allah created the human being with the will to be free. The purpose of a human being's will is to live in the reality of the unseen world of a creator. His reality is the unseen reality of how man perceives things from the dictates of his spirit within him. Therefore, his freedom is not a physical freedom, but a spiritual freedom. You can't be free in a prison that this world is. And this world is a prison from the soul, from the mind, and from the heart. I want to thank you again and let you know that you're listening to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And now I bring to you our host for today, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Good morning, my dearly beloved people and listeners. I want to thank Almighty Allah, first of all, for sparing me the other night. I was in the hospital, and I had a stroke, and I was near dead. And Almighty God, actually, I could feel him taking me out of my body, his life-giving spirit. And then at the point where I was so weak, my body couldn't even respond. And the doctors and the nurses, no one brought me anything to, not saying they did it deliberate, but they didn't bring me anything to revive me. So I was just on my way out of the body. The spirit cannot stay in the body once the body dies. So I was brought back. I actually had to fight the death within my own faith and will and trust in my Creator Allah. And he just told me through his divine spiritual inspiration, take the IVs and stuff off And that's what I did. And so I just want to thank you all for being with you all today, because it was a possibility that, of course, I wouldn't have been here, but we know that none of us know when we're going to die, but at least I was prepared for death, because I try to live an honorable life and a good life, a life wherein that I want for my brother what I want for myself. But anyway, that's beyond me now. I just wanted to share that with you all so that that's a testimony for me, that I know that the Creator is able, you know, to keep you alive if you want to be alive. And I'm not just talking about the physical body, as the co-host was saying. I'm talking about your soul. He actually came through my soul and gave me the strength in my body to get up out of that bed and to let them know that if I'm going to die, I'm not going to die here in the hospital without any treatment. I'm going to die trying to get me some help. So I got up, and then the doctor, and he responded to me, and he prescribed me some medication so that I could go. That night, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and we got CVSs and places to stay open 24 hours here in the D.C., as in other places, and I went there and was able to get the medication that I needed. So I give all praise and thanks to Almighty God, Allah, and all. I thank you all, Brother Larry, Sister Quilla, and many of us, Brother Bobby, for praying for me, and looking forward to communicate with me, and I look forward to communicate with you all and the other people listening. So with that said, I just want to open talk, first of all, with a prayer of thanks to Allah, the Creator, for sparing me, and also a prayer for you all that he will guide us all of the listeners and those that are not listening, so that we can distinguish life from illusion, life from things that are not real. Life is real. Things are not real. And this prayer is a universal prayer. It is a prayer that was said by all of the prophets and all of the messengers of Allah from the very beginning of time, been beginning with our father, Adam, the first prophet, down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad, peace be upon them all. It is in the Arabic language of the Quran, and I want to share it with you all. It's called Fatiha, the opening prayer, or surah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman, Nir-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا صراط مستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين. That is what I said, translated into English language, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid alone do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. Allahu Akbar. And so with that said, my beloved listening audience, we are going to the topic for today. First of all, we know, and I know that everybody is conscious that they have a body. And everybody is conscious that, you know, our body have desires. We have desires, what's called carnal desires. And we like, you know, to, you know, get pleasure, you know, from our carnal desires. And we do get pleasure from our carnal desires. But what we have to understand is that the reason the world is in such a chaotic state, and you know, I just want to share this with you. Bear with me patiently. I'm going to take my time. You know, when you speak of the world, first of all, people, the world for us is not the outer world. The world for a human being is inside. It's in their thinking. It's in their heart. It's in their soul. Because Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, in his final revelations, he said when he created man and woman, he said he inspired, put some of his divine life-giving spirit in our heart, and we became living souls. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist or in no religion to know this, that every time we have done anything wrong, we could feel it in our hearts. We felt bad. And in our conscience, we felt guilty. We felt it. And when you do good, you feel good. So these are signs inside of us already to let us know that our real life is inside. It comes from the heart. It comes from the soul. And in this world today, most people, even most Muslims, they are not dealing with Islam or faith in God from a internal perspective. They are dealing with faith and religion and God from a surface or an external position, which take them totally out of the realm of being connected with Almighty God. Because Almighty God is inside of us, even in the Christian religion. And I like this. They say the kingdom of God is within the human body. So that's true. Islam can confirm that. But most people are looking outside of themselves today, even in religion. I've never seen people, especially in Islam, so physical and so surface. They worship things that they have, material things. They worship religious leaders. One guy told me, for instance, yes, he said Minister Farrakhan was God in the person, that he was in fact a God on this earth, and that when we come in his presence, we should cry in humility being in the presence of God. Subhanallah, astaghfirullah. That means Allah will not forgive you for the sin of associating anything he created as a partner with him. And astaghfirullah means Allah, he condemns in the strongest way anybody that would associate anything he created as a partner and worship with him. Almighty God, Allah, have all power, people. Things that he created don't have any power. We don't have no power. I was laying there on that bed, and I already been blessed to know, but to experience it, I didn't have no power in my body. I was completely limp. I didn't have no power. My organs were shutting down fast. I had no power to even, I couldn't hardly move. Only thing I could do is just hardly move my head and move my hand on the rails of the bed to try to keep some balance. And that in itself is showing me, and the doctors couldn't do nothing. They came back and they kept saying, well, we can't do nothing. All we can do is give you some pills and hope that they work. And so I was completely, as we always, at the mercy of Allah. But Allah had the power, and he gave me the strength in my body to raise up out of that bed like I didn't have nothing and put my clothes on and walk out of that hospital and bless me to be just fine where I could be here with you all today and talk to you all. So that's a great testimony for me. And I just want to say that, you know, we can help change this world. We don't have to worry about everybody doing anything to change the world. It's all about what you can do. You see people now depending on other people. Like you got many people depending on Minister Farrakhan. You got many people depending on the government. You got people depending on their husband, depending on their wives, depending on their children, depending on my friend or this person or that person to help me. But the one that can only, the only one that can help us is Almighty God. A lady that I was formerly married to said that, you know, people, and they will, they change on you. Things going to change. They ain't going to be like they were. You get a new car, you keep it long enough, it's going to get old. But everything is changing. Even the whole creation is changing. It's constantly really deteriorating, passing away, because it's temporary. But Almighty Allah is forever. He will never pass away, and he will never forsake you. He will always be there for you if, in fact, you're sincere. And even if you're not sincere, Allah is so merciful that if you call on him, even if you're a person that haven't been sincere, haven't been true to Allah, if you just sincerely call on him with a pure heart, pure intentions, and goodwill, the will to do right, he will be there for you also. So this is a creator, Allah, that we should want to know before we die. We should want to serve before we die. Because, people, this life is but a trial. This life is but a testing place. It's not the real life. That's why so many people are dying, because we only have a certain amount of time the Creator, Allah, has given us to prepare each day for the next life, because the next life is permanent. It's forever. This life is temporary. So it's only a preparation here. We have to prepare in this life for the real life, which comes after the day our dead bodies is raised up from the grave for the resurrection and judgment. You see, this is the reality of what we're talking about today. And you see so many people acting like this material world going to last forever. They are many people in faith. Most people, they have traded their faith for these worthless material things and these carnal pleasures. They've given their lives over to pleasure seeking rather than realizing life is serious, it's not for gain, it's not for all pleasure. You can have pleasure, but you have to understand that the pleasure is supposed to be good pleasure, the pleasure of Almighty Allah. You please Allah, you can still have a good time. You please Allah, you'll have the best of time because you won't be destroying yourself in the process of the pleasure. Most people, they destroy themselves in the process of the pleasure that they are having because they have forgotten Allah. And Allah says when you forget him, you forget your very own soul. So when you forget Allah, you don't have a soul. And when you don't have a soul, you can't think. You don't have a mind. You don't have intelligence. And the soul is what gives birth. It gives birth to the intellect. It gives birth to our mind. But when Allah put his divine spirit in our soul, then it turned on the light of intelligence in our mind where we would be able to comprehend or understand right from wrong. But if you don't have faith in Allah, you're totally lost, people. That you are totally lost at the power of evil of this world. Almighty God, Allah say the root of all evil is the love of this material world. Because it's not real, people, it's a test. The real world is behind this world. The world of Allah is the spiritual world. You can't see it, but it's all around you. And not only all around you, it's inside, but the world of Allah is inside of you. His world is spiritual. So we must understand that if we want to live, not just in this little temporary, miserable world that most people have made, but we can be happy and have heaven. Right now in this world of hell, all around us, these evil, diabolical, wicked people, wicked governments, we can yet have hell in the midst of evil in this valley of the shadow of death. But there's something we got to do to get that life, to have heaven on earth. Almighty God says his will is not just in heaven, his goodness, but he also established it on earth. But we don't see much of the goodness of Allah on earth today, do we? Why? Because there's a process that we as human beings, that is, have to go through to earn the goodness of Allah. Almighty God, Allah say, what reward is there for good other than good? So if you want good to happen in your life, you have to live a good life. You reap what you sow, in other words. That's another saying. He said, what reward is there for evil or bad, other than evil or bad? That's justice, people. He said, if you do evil, you're going to get it back. You do bad, you're going to get bad results. So we have to understand these facts of life And they're not complicated. They're simple. But if you follow the world, and especially the miseducation here in America and the world, but especially in the United States, that we've been miseducated. We have not been taught about our God, our Creator, Allah, even from most of the Muslims. We are being taught about things that take you away from the remembrance of Allah and that puts you out there in an ocean of evil, in a figure of speech. An ocean of evil all around you, everywhere. It's evil, 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 evil. And the people, I'm here in Washington, D.C., the world's capital, really, are politics of corruption. And boy, there's nothing but evil. People are becoming more and more insane every single day. They're doing everything. I mean, you know, so we live in a world that can't last long. Why? Not because I said so, but I ain't got no power. Because the law says when evil reaches a point, he knows when to destroy it. And he say he give us signs to let us know that sin, he also say in the Quran that sin can reach a point where the doors of forgiveness are closed. That means you can't get back to Allah. You done sinned too much. You done did too much evil, and you can't get back to Allah. You don't want to reach that point, people. If you ain't already reached that, I warn you today. Stop sinning. Stop following your own will, which is nothing but sin. Again, I'll repeat, Almighty Allah says that all good, all the good that comes in the life of the human being is from him, through his divine mercy and grace. And all the evil, he say, that comes in our life, it comes from our own evil wrongdoing, our own freedom of will to choose the wrong and bring destruction on ourselves. Almighty Allah don't punish us. We, as human beings, bring the punishment on ourselves by rejecting the goodness of Almighty God inside of us and accepting the evil of our carnal will, which is only appealing to our flesh desires, which leads us into sin, corruption, and evil, and the destruction of ourselves and our human race. So life is what we want on this earth. And if you don't get life on this earth and die with your life in you, then you will not have life on the day when you're resurrected for your judgment. So Allah says in the Quran, the Creator, die not except in a state of submission to his good divine will. His will is all good. So we must practice every day as if it's our last day to live in the goodness and the righteousness and the justice of Almighty God Allah if we are to have life today and when we leave this planet, when we die physically. And we have to prepare for the grave, people, you know, because most people now just taking this world, again, as if though it's going to last forever. They acting like time ain't going to never run out, and they acting like they're not going to be accountable for their sins. But yes, they are. No one can escape the consequences of the law of Allah that he's chosen for sin. So at this time, I'll stop. I'll bring the co-host back on. Let her say, give a few comments or statements. And we want any guests to come on if you want to come on. Okay, but you have to dial and then push the number one in order to be connected in with the program. And we're welcome for any of your comments, statements. Even if you disagree, we can talk about it and see if we can't come to some agreement. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Thank you, Imam Shaheed Shabazz. You're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz from the Altar of the Creator. And we want to thank you today. As usual, he's coming on strong with these beautiful, beautiful words from the Creator to give to you to open our hearts and minds to the reality of the Creator and the reality of our life that we're living here on earth. I see today we are blessed with several calls here, and I believe I'm going to try it again with the first one that I saw. And that's a 202-604. 4045 number. I believe that's my nephew Thaddeus here that we have today. Thaddeus, how are you today?
Assalamu alaikum. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. We're doing just fine. Glad to have you on, Thaddeus.
Yeah, it's been a little while. We've had some problems with the computer. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we worked on for a couple of weekends ourselves, Thaddeus, because the computer went down on us, the battery, and I had to get a new battery. And it took 10 days to get that battery to me, so that was 2 weekends we missed. But we're so thankful to be back on today, and you see we have our beautiful audience here waiting for us. The board is lit up today. All right, Thaddeus, I'm going to let you say a few words, and we can move on to try to get some of these other beautiful souls in.
Brother Thaddeus, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. If I can say this right quick, because we got all the guests, and I want to get everybody on today, some new guests also, my beloved friends for years. Brother Thaddeus, I was thinking about you today, and I was going to call you, but to show you how your spirit is in tune, Allah bless you to call on your own.
How about it?
I was thinking about you. I was trying to get to your number, but I was getting some of my other guests, and I say, well, I miss Thaddeus, so I hope to hear from him soon and just know how he's doing. And so you're here.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about, so I can get the other guests on too, Thaddeus, and you can give your comments. We was talking about, you know, life as we have before, not being in the things that you see, but the real life being the thing, being the reality you can't see. In other words, what we're saying, and I always say, is the world on the outside, the material world, that's really not our world. Our world as human beings is inside of us. It's in our thinking. It's in your thinking.
Right,
so mind, so you think in your mind, so you are. In other words, you have to think your way through life. You can't just go through life a human being like an animal. An animal's nature is already set. They know what to do. I seen a possum out here the other night, and a cat. And the cat went right there where the possum was, and I said, man, that possum was big. I say, that possum, man, that cat probably getting a fight, and that possum probably killed that cat. That cat went down there, and the possum came out. They living and coexisting. They didn't bother each other. That's how Allah's creation is. It ain't in confusion. It don't fight against itself. Only people do that. And the only reason people fight against each other is because they're out of touch with all of nature, which is good. Good. We were created to coexist. Allah says in the Quran that He created us humans as nations and tribes, different that we might get to know each other and not despise or hate each other. So the life for us as human beings is in good. It's in the goodness of our Creator. And it's in our mind, it's in your thought. I mean, when you think good, you get good results. When you think evil, you get what? Evil results. So I'm going to let you go at this time and comment. I want to get some of the other guests on also.
Okay.
With that said,
that, you know, that's called the law of attraction, right? Because your thoughts are light, right? You understand? If you think darkly, you're going to receive dark. As simple as that. But unfortunately, you know, these days and times, that's all that's around us. You understand? But that doesn't mean you can think. Just because you can float right there amongst all the negatives, which I do, because there's a lot of negative in this city for some reason. And, you know, even in the Quran and the Bible, it says to be more like God-like, you know what I'm saying? Because they say in His image, well, God, there's nothing dark about God or Allah.
Well, first of all, I have to cut you on that about me being the witness. Forgive me, but God, first of all, Allah, the Creator don't have an image. So the Bible has to be corrected because it's been corrupted.
That's right.
Anybody, not even you, or no one can tell me they've seen God. Who's seen God? Did you see God today?
Did you see him yesterday? How do we look?
Exactly.
He's not an image. We cannot ascribe anything physical or that we can physically see as a God. Allah is unseen.
Right.
He's a spirit. You can't see him, so he has no image. I just wanted to clear that up, and then you can go ahead on.
Right. Well, you know, yeah, I don't want people to misconstrue what I mean, but it's spiritually, you see what I'm saying, to be more.
But it's not an image. Spirit is not an
image. It's not an image. You're right. Thank you for correcting me on that one. But, you know, unfortunately today, like you said, people idolize and worship all materials. And if you notice, a lot of people that have such great wealth and materials are always unhappy. Why is that? Huh? So, you know, that just goes to show you because you're chasing something, a non-entity. It's not even, you know, what is material? It's made from the earth. It's going to fall apart. It's going to degrade. So it's
and what is made? What can I ask you a question? Excuse me, my beloved.
Yeah.
What is the earth made from?
Huh?
What is the earth? What is the material creation made from?
From the ground, from clay.
No. The material world is made, created from nothing.
That's right.
It's created from absolutely nothing. Almighty God,
nothing
Allah. He brought this whole universe, the whole creation, out of darkness, and he didn't really bring it like that. He brought the world out of darkness. There was the darkness in the world, and Allah said, "Let there be light," and he separated the light, and he called it light day, and he separated the light from the darkness, and he called it night darkness, and then he said, "Kun fayakun," be, and everything you see existing comes from the word of Allah. But before it existed, it was a non-existing world. It didn't exist. And that's how we are. We walk around here, people thinking they're so, I'm so fine, I'm so powerful. They are really nothing. They finna go back into oblivious. Oblivious means they finna go back where they come from. They come from nothing, and nothing they're going to return back to. And then after they go back to nothing, they're going back to the one who created them from nothing into something. That's Allah. So I've got more guests. I'm going to get more witches. That is, I want to bring them on because this is the first time some of them are coming on, and I've got to bring them on.
That's right. All right,
I'll get back with you because the program has been cut short. So I want to give everybody an opportunity to talk, especially the guests. So I'll get back with you. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
All right. Like, assalamu.
I'm going to just stay on there. Yes, we'll get you back. We have some guests that he called, and they only have a few minutes, and they really want to say something. So I'm going to try to get – just keep listening in, all right? We'd love to have you. Hold on one minute. Let me see if I don't know who's guest and who's not up here on the board, but I'll call in someone else now. Thank you so much, Thaddeus. Beautiful, beautiful. Isn't it my nephew? He always has good comments and good questions. We'd love to have him. And I'm going to call on another guest now for your comment. This number is 336-986-3976. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Equila from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Beautiful program this morning. Alhamdulillah. I met Brother Shaheed about 26 years ago, sister, and we've been friends for that long a period of time, and I've seen so much growth in him and his love for Allah and the truthfulness. So when you find a person with the love of Allah, the truthfulness, the integrity, the honesty, this program is absolutely beautiful this morning. And as the brother said earlier, we are the only creatures created by Allah that exercise free will. And in
that,
we create our own hardships. 99.99999% of our hardships are self-induced. And looking at the world as dark as it is now, the brother is absolutely correct, knowing that the carnal and the spiritual are in constant battle with one another, and living in these last and evil days. As a matter of fact, I was speaking with my son who actually took his shahada while in Dubai. And so one of the brothers in Dubai said the difference between American Christians and Muslims is that they aren't following the true words, the Injil, the gospel. And one quote is, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Seek ye first Allah, and all of Allah's good and righteousness will come into you. But you've got to seek that.
That's right.
It is absolutely beautiful. I am enjoying this program this morning, and inshallah, I will continue. Well, I'm going to stay on the line and continue to hear what everyone else has to say. But, sister, you are a beautiful sister, and I am so looking forward to meeting and speaking with you in person.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am, and thank you for those beautiful comments. And I just want to respond by saying, I'm with you. I've always loved that quotation from the Bible, seek ye the kingdom of God, Allah, the Creator first, and all other things he has for you, he'll add them unto you. You don't have to forget him and go after the things. Just keep seeking his kingdom. He already got what he wants for you ordained. But if you forget
Absolutely.
Him, If you forget him, you'll still get me. He'll let you get material things, but they won't give you no satisfaction.
And
they won't give you no
satisfaction.
That's
why what the brother said earlier, how people with a lot of substance and money, power, respect, or whatever, are miserable because they aren't living a wholesome and righteous life.
That's right. And can I share this with y'all? Excuse me. Bear with me. I had to clear my throat. I was in the hospital the equivalent of the night. I didn't tell you earlier. I don't like to bother people with what I'm going through. They're going through things, too. I pray for us all that's going through and trying to do right. But when I told the doctor when I got up out of the bed, I was still was at the stroke zone. But Allah just was carrying me, I told my wife, sustaining me. I told the doctor, and everybody looked at me in the hospital. So I told the doctor, he said, do you drink alcohol? And it kind of made me chuckle because I know I haven't drank any alcohol in probably about 45 to 46 years. But he was just doing his job. He won't try and accuse me. I didn't get angry or nothing. I've learned to humble myself, be patient, and don't judge people, and just listen and let Allah guide me, my soul, and keep me humble when under all situations. So he said to me, the doctor, he said, I said, I don't want to live in hell and die and go to hell. So I say, that's why I don't drink. He say, I understand, but being in this profession as a doctor for 30-some years, I done seen everything. What he was saying, I done seen a plenty of Muslims coming here drunk, intoxicated or drunk. So I say, I can understand that, sir, and you're right. I say, but I can only speak for me as an individual. I say, he said, that's good. And he said, you talking about you living in hell? He said, don't want to go there. He said, I feel like I'm living in hell in this hospital. I just wanted to share that with y'all because what he was saying is that he sees so much. And I know that doctor's right. All kinds of people coming in there. And then seeing people dying constantly, that can't be no good feeling. I mean, it's our nature to love human life. And when you got to operate and you see people, good people or bad people, life is just to be sacred. And we know that doctors and hospitals are to try to help us, but the real life can't help. We have to help the real life, which is spiritual. And that's what I was telling the man. I said, I'm a spiritual man. And that's the only reason that I could get up. And I got faith. I'm going to be all right if I leave. I said, because I got faith. For 41 years, I've been having faith, and my faith is what's been sustaining me. And all of the people heard that. So my sister told me my sickness was a testimony for all the other people. And it was, you know, to let them know, don't give up hope. There's no hope in dope, but there is hope in faith. So I just wanted to say that, and at this time, I want to give way to the co-host, my wife. Let her bring on anybody else, because I got a beautiful brother I love dearly, friend of mine like you for many years, about 40 years, Brother Larry, Holloway in Durham, North Carolina. I want to bring him on and let him have a few words if Brother Larry is there. Okay, here's the co-host. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you again, Imam Shabazz, and thank you, our beautiful guests, for those beautiful, wonderful words and the beautiful message that you left with us. Yes, yes, the kingdom of God is within you, your spirit. Your true life is not this physical body, and we keep teaching that. Your true life is the spirit within you, the spirit of your creator. You must go back to that and understand that. As our ancestors and foreparents did, many of them lived in that spirit and they taught us to. And they always reminded us to keep up prayer, to communicate with our Creator from within, and that He would bless you and guide you to the best way to live your life. And we, those of us who are spiritual and who do believe, we know that to be true from our experiences in life. Again, I want to not talk long myself today. Usually I'm a long talker, but we have several guests today, but I want to bring everyone in and give everyone a chance to say something. I have here 202-889-5462 number. Could you give me your name and tell me where you're calling from?
Sister Nafisa from Southeast Washington, D.C.
Wonderful, wonderful, my beautiful sister. Assalamu alaikum, and how are you today?
Alhamdulillah. And I would, you know, like to comment on the show, and I would like to say it was a very beautiful lesson, and a lot of people don't know, you know, that this is just the world of battleground for us to get to where we need to be, inshallah. So
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Beautiful day, and I will continue listening to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for listening in, and you're right. This world is just an illusion. It's not for real because we're not for real. And it's just for us to go get to where we're supposed to be to continue our journey into the real world, the eternal world of our Creator. Thank you very much, that's my pizza, Joan, my beautiful sister, Joan, my beautiful sister here. In the Washington, D.C. area where I am, and I just love it. She's such an humble sister. Now I want to go on, and we have another guest here. This number is 240-427-7234. Could you give me your name and tell me where you're calling from?
Hello, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, huh?
Hey, this is Asosa Aru. I'm coming from Waldorf, Maryland. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. And I just heard about your radio show a couple days ago. I was talking to Brother Shahid about it. And I like
yes,
what I hear.
Yes, you was. And, you know, I'm so happy to have you on. Excuse me, my beautiful guest. In my beautiful hometown, home state, brother, you're from Raleigh, North Carolina. And you surprised me. You came on, and the Creator blessed me to feel well enough to do the show today, brother. He always do, man, because I love people, and I love especially our youth like you. You're a young man, but the wisdom in you is not young at all because, really, wisdom have no age. And wisdom don't come with age. It come with the fear of your Creator. And simply what I mean by that, when you start fear, F-E-A-R, fearing to do wrong, that means that you have a certain consciousness in you of the presence of God. Because if you didn't have the presence or the sense of God's presence, there would be nothing to check you from doing all the evil you want to do. When I was out there doing evil, stealing, robbing, whatever, the only thing that checked me, my conscience and my heart, was the fact that I knew I was under the influence of evil, but there was also good in me, God in me, telling me, you're doing wrong. And if you don't stop, you're going to come to a bad end. And I've seen other people who was doing wrong. They came to a bad end. So we even have signs and people to let us know that life is for good, it's not for evil. And that I don't care how much money you make, I don't care how
what type of following you got, like the Minister Farrakhan or President Obama, whoever. Nobody can save you but you. And the only way you can save yourself is by acknowledging that you are not your own boss, that you was created. You have a creator. You cannot sustain yourself. That only he can sustain you, my brother. Because since I talked to you, my brother from Raleigh, I've been in the hospital. And I was almost to have a stroke, and I was almost dead. I was almost out. And the only way that I was brought back was that I kept praying inside to our Creator. And I say, well, if you're ready for me to die, I'm ready to go. But please don't let me just lay here and let them let me lay here and just die on the hospital bed. I just don't want to die like that. And, you know, so all of a sudden, he gave me the strip. I took the IV out of my arm. I took the blood pressure monitor off, and I put on my clothes. I walked out of there. It wasn't me walking out on my own accord. It was the power of the Spirit of our Creator in me that got me up. He was just testing me to see, okay, I know you're saved, and I know you, that you don't fear death, but I'm going to put you at the point of death tonight and see if you're going to fear dying. And for a while there, I didn't fear death ever, but I felt standing there just suffering, and my head felt like it was going to bust out of my head. My blood felt like it was going to come out of my eyes, my head, and I was cut. I couldn't hardly talk. I couldn't hardly breathe. And, you know, so I'm just letting you know, and others know listening, that Stephanie Mills put out a song called I've Learned to Respect the Power of Love, and God is love. So if you love your Creator, then your Creator will give you life, because life is in love. Life is not in evil. I'm going to cut it right there because I'm glad to have you on, and I want to hear what you got to say.
I was thinking about this morning about the medium we have, radio and internet, and how it's now in the future. I can tell it's going to be targeted in the sense that it talks like these are not what the status quo want. They want us to be programmed into what they see as necessary and important, and to be indoctrinated into their lifestyle choices and being the way that they want us to be. I was seeing some things on the internet, and other countries, a lot of people don't know, the United States is one of the very few countries that allow their people to have open access and means to the world through the internet. And I believe it's going to be cracked down a lot harder. This whole cybersecurity thing the government's been talking about Anonymous, and I don't know if you heard, but Anonymous, I can't remember the date, but it's coming soon. Everybody's been talking about it. They're supposed to be unveiling 10,000 names of police officers and people who are Klansmen, and they're going to give out their names. Yeah, it's the same thing what they did with that website, Ashley Madison, and how all the people cheating on their wives and spouses. And they said, I can't remember the number, it was more than a couple. It was more than a couple people who killed themselves over losing their relationship over this information being unveiled. And, of course, the way the internet works, other people want to take advantage of it, create their own little directories to help you find your cheating spouse so that they can get that traffic money, the Bitcoin money, and liquidate their pockets. And where do you think and see that going? Because I feel that it's going to be targeted a lot more heavily, and not just that, and WikiLeaks, and then you have the guy Eric Snowden, and all these things. They try to say this for our safety and our security. Our safety and our security on the internet has always been threatened. If they create a virus or a hack, a lot of times, and I'm in the security field myself, it comes from these companies. The big names do this, like Microsoft and whatnot. They hire these hackers, create viruses, so that you have to get a new computer. Because they know people, if we get accustomed to something, because everybody knew Windows 98 was the best, and then XP came out. It just kept getting better and better until they got to Windows Vista. Then that's when it was pretty much a downgrade from XP, and now Windows 7 is the standard. And I want to tell you and your viewers, if they can, to try their best to not get down with Windows 10. Do not get the Windows 10. Windows 10 is a co-op way that the government and Microsoft are working together to stop pirating, which, you know, pirating is illegal, but pirating is also beneficial in the sense that you can get things that nobody else wants you to see, like from other parts of the world.
That's exactly right.
And it's beneficial to us, but it hurts, you know, those that the elites. And we need to make sure we have that knowledge out there. And also, Google Chrome, Google Chrome's operating system, they are now been working on, they say it's just for porn. Now they've stopped to where you can't really go to certain porn sites, things of that nature, just doing a little light censorship. But it's overall for the Internet to create a new baseline for people in America to view the web. The ideal in which they're trying to push, what is a test model that they're still working out, it looks like Facebook, where you share your ideas, share this, and it's all controlled. There's also a groupthink website that's being pushed only by the elites, because this does not benefit us. We are not forced really through social media to conform our ideas or our identity or to hide ourselves on the Internet. That's why I say the best way to look at the subconscious of a human being is the YouTube comments, because I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel about you on YouTube, because there's no accountability. But the accountability will step up once this website is created, because what it's going to do is the whole purpose of it, because LinkedIn isn't a real professional site, even though it was created to be professional. But the people see that a lot of people are just using it just to socially talk and things of that nature. And it's not really helping them get a good look of you. And plus, you can lie and say that's not your Facebook and create little fake names. So what this website idea is, and it's being pushed heavily, and it's not by the regular citizen, because it goes strongly against us, is that the website has it to where, like your name, they'll put your name up there, Shahid, Iman Shahid, and they'll say you create a profile for you. And only people who can comment are those that are somebody else. And they're saying he's a good person, he's this and that. But people can also lie about you. They can say you're a rapist. They can say you've been And they can create the image for you and give a little star system. And they were talking about like a -2 star. You can challenge it in like 48 hours before it becomes permanent, things of this nature. But it's creating us. What it's going to do is program us to force us to be a part of that website, because if there's a website that say, hey, I'm going to go actually see what these people say about you that know you, and it's all anonymous, the people that are commenting, but the profile is yours. And it's unneeded stress and pressure, and it creates groupthink. They can tell them anything. This person is Afrocentric. This person believes that the original Jews were black. They can say these things that will cause people to dislike black people who know themselves, or anybody, paint people the way they want to. I don't know if you ever heard, I think it's called the Revenge of Black Twitter. It's where black people have seen things online where white people taking pictures of themselves picking cotton. One said the black girl was picking cotton, saying that our inner nigger came out today. And they took this picture, put it on their Facebook. They went, looked at their About Me section, found out where they worked, looked up the a directory of the chain of the managers, got the manager's name, got his Twitter, sent him a picture, and he terminated her that day. And this is taking it to the next level, to where groupthink is that they want control of our people, because I don't know if you know, but the television numbers are dying out. And historically speaking, whenever the numbers die out like this, this is when you see the highest amount of black entertainment, black entertainers everywhere. They use us to get the numbers back up, and then they're going to throw us back to the side. And the main purpose of that is television's dying, the Internet is coming up, and they also have the competition to deal with Netflix. Netflix is producing their own original series, their own original movies, and it's creating a thorn in the side of those that want to control information. And that's what it's all about. That's what the whole purpose was of killing Gaddafi, controlling information. He wanted to put a satellite in the air so that all of Africa would have their own means and network outside of the BBC, outside of seeing, and we actually have our own image, and we can tell our own stories and not have these watered down versions of ourselves. Because when I see television, when I see BET, I still see blackface. But I actually see it with black faces this time. That's what I see, because that's not the representation of us, the best representation of us, because these are not the average black people, but they portray these people as the average. And that's the problem that I see. And while we as a people, or as people in general, just need to fight for independent thought and to take advantage of these things that we currently have, because we're going to be dreaming about and telling our descendants. You remember, like, back in the day, the internet was free. Back in the day, the internet was, you were able to look up wherever you want. And back to what I was saying about Google, because let me finish my point about their OS. Their OS is saying that they're going to incorporate it into the next version of Android phones that are coming out. And next versions that are coming out are going to be mostly running off of the Chrome OS software to help track and keep more control over people. Google, Facebook, these are just little hubs for the United States government to control information and people. And that's pretty much all I have to say.
Okay, well, you know, brother, what's your name again?
A. Sosa.
Sosa?
Yeah, A. Sosa.
Oh, A. Sosa. Brother A. Sosa, yes. We appreciate the valuable information that you have given us today. First of all, you have my humble gratitude that you came on. You're a man of your word, because I didn't know whether you would. A lot of people have said they would come on the program. They haven't, and it's okay. I'm not saying anything negative, but when someone do stand by their word, it really inspires me, especially in the African-American race, because one of the things slavery did, and I'm going to say this briefly, back 300-400 years ago, or even over 500 years ago, when we African-Americans, I'm talking about now, were brought here as slaves, one of the things they did to defeat us as a people, then I'm going to bring it to all people, is to divide and conquer. Now, that strategy never changes, and it always works. That's what we have to understand. So what you're saying, in essence, with all of these means by which we communicate with other people, we know that there's forces in high places, rich people, so-called rich, you know, materially anyway, that they're trying to, what is called is population, meaning you say control. And the rich people, few rich people that really control the resources of the world that people need to live by, they want to exterminate the population so that they can have a world, so they think, of a few rich people living large, as they say, with no disturbance of us poor people, as they say, who are really to them animals. We don't even really, they said we're worse than animals. We are nothing. So, you know, all of these things are coming out today, and I'm glad that I was blessed, we were blessed, with a young man like you with this information to share with us. And also I shared with you that I was blessed to make a CD called The Ghost of Slave Mentality Still Haunts the African-American People in the 21st Century. Now I want to change that today to another title for all people and say that the ghost or ghosts representing that which you don't know. If you're ignorant, when you're ignorant and somebody tells you something, you don't know whether it's right or wrong. So ignorance is the key. Education is the key. The correct education is the key to freedom. So all people are enslaved from the lack of correct information. So the government is in a conspiracy with all the other governments in the UN, the United Nations, to keep the people, the populations of their countries, ignorant of what you're talking about, ignorant of who they are as a mind, who they are as a soul, and keep them into materialism, keep them into being consumers, and materialism so that they can
That's
control
right.
him. You can't control a man when he's a thinker. You cannot control a thinker, brother. If I think, you cannot control me. If I wouldn't have thought in my mind that it ain't time for me to die, I wouldn't have got out of that hospital bed and I'd have laid there and died. So the mind, they say, and God is saying the mind is a terrible thing to waste. I say the mind is the greatest weapon we got to fight against evil, so don't waste it. You can't defeat evil. You can't defeat lies and deception with ignorance. You defeat it with truth and understanding. And you get truth and understanding by seeking to understand the knowledge of the unseen, the power that makes everything that you see go. Because ultimately, everything is going back to that power. It's going back to its originator. And nothing can stop this. And all the evil plots that you're talking about cannot defeat the power of the justice of the Creator. It cannot do it. Nothing can do it. Study history. This ain't nothing I'm saying. History will bear witness to everything I'm saying. History rewards all research. Why? Because in history lies the truth. Because it don't change. But if you just follow what they call modern technology, modern this, modern that on the computer and all that you're talking about, modern nothing. Ain't new under nothing new under the sun. What goes around comes back around. It may be disguised in another way, but it's the same lies or the same truth. But truth don't disguise itself. Truth is plain, open for everybody to get. Lies is what disguises itself and always got a way to put roadblocks out there. And if you're ignorant, you can't see them, and you'll fall right into the trap. So the key for us today is true knowledge, true wisdom, and understanding of the true purpose of life. And we have to free our own selves from ignorance. Then we can see everything you say. But it's a choice now. We can talk to people all day and all night, but if they don't want to accept the reality that the real world is unseen and not the material things and not their flesh, but their soul, if they don't want to accept that, they don't have to accept that. We have free will. At this time, I would like and thank you very much for sharing this information, coming on with us today. I pray you come back on. You're a very interesting young man, very intelligent, and you are our future. So please keep coming on and receiving and giving information. At this time, I would like to give it to the co-host because she has some comments she want to make at this time.
Thank you, Imam Shaheed. Yes, I had noticed that he had a beautiful brother who usually comes on, and he had come on for a while, and then I didn't see his number anymore when I was ready to bring him up again, to call him on for a comment. So anyway, I had gone and called him back to find out what had happened, and he's back on again now. He said he was coming back on. I did have a few words to say, but I don't know how busy he is and what he's doing. I don't want him to leave us again, so we're going to get him on here now. And this is our beautiful brother from out of North Carolina, one of my husband's special friends who grew up with him from Durham, North Carolina. This is Brother Larry that we're calling on the show now. Brother Larry, assalamu alaikum.
Brother Larry.
Okay, how are you today, brother?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm sorry about not staying on the line. My phone died out on it, and so I had to get some charge on that. But I'm sorry, Shahid, brothers. It's always a great, great pleasure to hear you. You know, to give us some leeway, some guideway, and true wisdom and understanding, and that's a pleasure. I was just listening on. My wife listens on Sunday morning. She listens to Joel, I believe it's called, Joel. They're a TV minister, white TV minister, real nice guy. I like to listen to him, too, from time to time, whenever I can hear. He's a very elegant speaker, and he speaks, you know, you got some ministers, I think, and I don't want to judge anybody, but I just want to, that to get to my point, I want to share this with you. You got some ministers, especially TV ministers. Some of them are just about the money. They dwell so much on money that you can't really you don't want to hear them. You know, you just don't want to listen to them because sometimes when you're talking so much about money, it can depress some people, you know, because we all in a struggling time here these days and time, and it's such a struggle. But it's better to Joel. He, you know, he just speaks. He's a good speaker. I think he speaks good leadership and ways of trying to get you to understand and see how you can come up out of this madness in life that we have now. You know, as you bring across, Shaib, how we can try to continue to seek and walk towards the truth that Almighty God, Allah, has put out here before us. You know, and if you're a man of understanding, a man, a person of God, and as you say, have your right intentions, a lot of this confusion is not so confusing to a brother like yourself, Shahid. A lot of this confusion is not so confusing to a sister like yourself, sister. And, you know, so but with others, it may be. And I'm just so proud to know brother. The minister, Joel was saying that it's good to have good positive people around you that can remind you the truth and the blessings and the graciousness of Almighty God. And brother Shahid, you are one of those persons. And I thought about you when he said that. When he said that about people being around you, you just want to look around, you want to accept, and you want to appreciate and show love and thanks and give glory and praise to Almighty God for people, the few people, because we don't have a lot of them, the few people in your life that can encourage you and remind you of the greatness and the goodness of Almighty God, because not a lot of people these days to remind you of that, unless they got their hand out there trying to get something out of you. And so it's a blessing to have a brother like yourself and your family, your dear wife, and to continue to come on a radio show, to continue to call a brother like me from time to time to time to time. And every time I hear from this brother is always, always reminding and speaking the understanding and the truth and the wisdom that Almighty God has blessed him with to share us to get our life together, because this time that we have on this earth it's fleeing. I mean, and at the age that I am, and Brother Shahid, I mean, we already see. I mean, time is fleeing, man. I mean, it's short. It's shorter than ever at this point, and you just have to make good of the short time, the few minutes, we say, the few days that we have left here, you know, to remind other people to just do the right thing and just to have patience and keep on pressing towards your destination, which Allah has planned for you to one day, you know, be there. So, assalamu alaikum. I love you, brothers, and I love that I pray that the show continues to go on, and I do share with people about the show, because I just, like I say, some people, we got so many, but now we got many people now, of course, that listen to TV ministers, and we got, I don't know how many, I don't know what the stats is of listening on a talk radio like this one here, but I do share with people that it is a great radio show, and I encourage people to listen in sometime, if not all the time, just listen in sometime and see what you think and just see what the brother has to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Larry, and thank you very much for those beautiful comments and statements you made concerning my character and you, Aquila, and Miss Aquila Allen, if you're still there. I love both of you dearly. You've been dear in my life. You've been a great encouragement and inspiration in my life to help me to go on this journey that we all got to make, whether you make it willingly or unwillingly. And that journey is back to death, resurrection, and judgment. We're all going to die. We're all going to be resurrected for the judgment. And that is the journey, the destiny, the origin, is from Allah. We originated from Allah, and our destination is back to our Creator. You can't avoid it, because as Equilib said many times, You proved too probably, Brother Larry and the other brothers, brother, the moment we are born, created by our Creator, physically, we begin to die. So what is this telling us? This is telling us that your real life is
to Allah we shall return.
That's exactly right. So what is it telling you that you shouldn't place your hope on a life that's going to pass away real quick, as Brother Larry said? You should place your hope and your faith in the eternal life. Even in Christianity, they say that the wages of sin is death, and the gift of Allah, our God, is eternal life. So life is not temporary, it's eternal. And I just wanted to say this, if I can, before the show go, freedom. A lot of people misconceive what freedom means. Freedom counts great responsibility. You are not free to do anything you want to do. You're free to do right. Because when you see you do wrong, you destroy yourself. You cut your life off. You cut your freedom of life off. So freedom is in goodness. Freedom is in righteousness. And righteous thinking, doing good. Freedom is in the goodness of God. Because the more good you do, the more life he gives you. But the more sins you do, the more death you bring and destruction you bring on yourself. So freedom don't mean doing what you want to do, people. Freedom means being responsible to with the free will, the limited free will your Creator giving you. Freedom means being free to use that will to seek out his goodness, to seek out what's right, to seek out justice, to seek out people that your brothers and sisters in humanity that you can help. You're free to do good and help each other. We're not free to do evil to each other, to hurt each other, to hate each other, because when you do evil to others, somebody said, and that's a fact, before I can hurt you, I got to first hurt myself, because we're one. We're one. And Allah made us that way. He made us to do good by one another, as I said in the beginning, as nations and tribes, that we might get to know each other. And another thing we need to learn as people, especially African Americans, that our differences don't make us different. Our differences serve for us to come together to get to know each other. Me and Equilla, we didn't, and me and Brother Larry, my best friend, we didn't always agree on things, but we had love for each other, the love of God in us for each other, so we kept communicating. So in time, as we continued to love and show our love for each other, the communication got better and better. And that's another thing. Here in the United States, they cut African-American people off from reading back in slavery. And they wouldn't let us read. And a lot of black people think we're free today. That's not true. Freedom, ain't no way we can be free in the conditions that we suffer and the way we live every day. It's no way we can be free. Freedom don't mean destroying yourself. We're destroying ourselves. Freedom means that you are able to thrive and that you are able to live a good life and thrive and do good like other people. So we see that, yeah, we know a lot, everybody, all the people in the world can stand to know their Creator, Allah, their Creator better. But we as African-American people, we have a special circumstance. Our biggest problem to keep us down is ignorance. We need, and we, and I appreciate Brother Larry, you speaking about the minister on TV or me, but the key to our freedom and salvation lies within ourselves. We have to free our own soul from our own carnal desires, our own free will. See, this is the key, people. It's really like a trick the devil play on us. It ain't like a trick. It is. He trying to tell you, you're free. You're free. You're free. But see, freedom means who give you that freedom? The devil didn't give us freedom. Almighty Allah gave us freedom. But he freed us to do good. He freed us to seek his knowledge and his wisdom. Because freedom is in righteousness, and slavery, a bondage, is in ignorance. So, you know, at this time, I don't know if we're near conclusion or not, but I certainly have appreciated every guest we've had, and I'm surprised and grateful that Allah blessed me coming out of the hospital with these beautiful guests, and he blessed me to meet so many beautiful people up here in D.C., and that young brother,
Asasa, he was new. He's from Raleigh, North Carolina. He's been up here a while, a little about 5 months, and he just got so much wealth of information to share about the computers, internet, and all that. So I hope and pray that he continue to come on, and I hope that we will understand, in my conclusion, that this life that we're in, as one sister from D.C. said, is a preparation only for the next life to come after we die and we're resurrected for the judgment. And I want to share this with you, too. You notice, people, that the day of judgment is called the day of judgment for a reason. Most people think that we are under what's called time. And they think, okay, today is Sunday. Next year is another year. Really, people, there is really no time. We're just in a world to be tested. But the real world is the world of Almighty God. And he said we don't even live, let alone a day. He said we are only here in this world for a fleeting moment. So when
and our
we're
next breath is not our own.
Huh?
Our next
what
breath
you say,
is not our own.
I couldn't understand you, ma'am. What did you say?
This is Sister Aquila, and what I'm saying is our next breath is not our own. Allah is closer to us than our jugular vein.
That's exactly right, Ms. Aquila, and I thank you very much for that. So all I'm saying is this, is that we're here a short period of time. Brother Larry, I think, said that too. That's a fact. And we're here so short that in the Holy Quran, Allah called it a fleeting moment or just a little part of a day. So why is he saying this? Because the day of judgment will be the first day of our life if you make it to the day of judgment. It's called the day of judgment because we don't even live in this world a day. I think we have one more guest. One minute, I think, people. So I, at this time, want to give one of you guests a few moments to say something, and then we will close out.
And that the sister was saying that I kind of picked up on what she was saying. You know, we are not here. We can understand if we really look and understand the fact that you were in your mother's womb for 9 months, and when for the most part you didn't know that you were there. Then you come out and you go through this world. So Allah is so merciful that we don't remember what we did in our womb with what was going on in the womb with our mother. Of course, we learn
right.
things like this after we're here on this earth, but the same thing passes. When you live in this world, you're going to go somewhere else, and when you get to that next world, for the most part, you're not going to understand what you did here for the most part, but you have a chance to. We mentioned this a week ago or so, Shahid, about and you mentioned it quite a bit. What the Prophet Muhammad says that live one day, live the night as you not will not make it to the morning, and the morning as you will not make it to the night. And as they go on, it says you have to take from your health for your illness, and you have to take from your life for your death. So you have to prepare yourself for the time to come,
Brother Larry,
whether you think it's ahead of you or not.
Brother Larry, we're about to go off the air. I don't want you to go off. I'll just cut you off. But I appreciate what you're saying,
yes.
And I thank all of you all for coming on. I just want to say a brief prayer after I don't get cut off before this. And I just want to say, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord and sustainer of all the worlds, thank everybody. Bless everybody that participated in this program. Bless their families. Bless the world, Almighty Allah. Soon come, Allah, and clean up your earth and destroy all the evil so the good that you intended for people, they can enjoy it without being disturbed by the evil. Ameen.
Amen.
Thank you, our radio listening audience. I want to remind you again that you've been listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabbar, The Reality of the Creator. Join us again next time, the same time, 10:30. Pass the word to others and have them to listen in also. And be ready to come in. I ask questions. Just push that number one button. Thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. And have a great day. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
Somebody heard me.
Yeah, they're still listening. They hadn't cut them off yet.
Yes, good. Allahu Akbar, the best thing, not thing, but the greatest words you can utter.
They still got Larry on. Okay, now he just went off. Okay. Oh.
And quite a few guests. Allahu Akbar.
You sure did.
That is wonderful. Yes, coming back home, lots of guests.
And
in the end, they thought I would be able to be living to be able to do this show. But Allahu Akbar, that's why I'm here. Allahu Akbar.
Right.
By Allah, your hand is too short to box with Allah.
Right. That's
you
right.
Like to box with me, but you can't box with Allah.
That's right.
Allahu Akbar now.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar's in now.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I don't know if it's awful.
Oh, don't you just love it?
Oh, don't I though? Yes, sir. 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 All right now. All right now.